Gibson has been campaigning full-time for the past 18 months, taking a leave from his job as a self-employed software developer. If he hadn't won the Independence Party primary Tuesday, Gibson says he might have gone back to his job and developed software for use in political campaigns based on his experiences as a candidate. But Gibson did win his party's nomination with 46% of the vote, beating Leslie Davis with 25%, Buford Johnson with 19%, and Fred Askew with 8%. Taking the podium at his campaign party in St. Paul, Gibson said he has good memories of some of the candidates he's met on the campaign trail, but he made it clear he'll be tough on his opponents, DFL department store heir Mark Dayton and Republican incumbent Rod Grams, and the money each brings to the race.
Our biggest challenge will be to raise the money, we need to run this race. We know that tremendous amounts of money will be spent. We're going to make an issue of how much money is being spent. We know that this will be the spending record of any Senate race in Minnesota ever. The prior record was in 1982 when Mark Dayton ran. We're going to make an issue out of that.
Gibson appeared calm and self-assured in his acceptance speech, showing some development from his party's endorsing convention in June, where he still marveled jokingly about the sight of his own name on campaign signs. He says debates and voter forums will be important opportunities for him to discuss his views. Gibson has based his campaign on the theme of stewardship, emphasizing the importance of paying down the national debt. He says most organizations now accept the Independence Party as a legitimate third party, but he still faces some struggles for access to debates.
We're guaranteed to be in the big debates, the League of Women Voters debates. We have an issue right now with the Minnesota Chamber of Commerce, which we're working on. The threshold they've set was initially 15%. They reduced it to 10% in the polls. First of all, we don't trust whatever polls might be out, but there aren't any polls that would be here in time. So we have an issue with Minnesota Chamber of Commerce right now.
Gibson says Governor Jesse Ventura, who often emphasizes the need for all major parties to be included in national and state political debates, may help his campaign make its case to the chamber. In general, Gibson is hopeful of support from Ventura, who indicated he would campaign for his party's ticket once the primary election was finished. Gibson's campaign manager, Neil Levine, says the campaign will develop up to 10 or 15 humorous, low-budget ads, like one in which Gibson approached people in downtown Minneapolis searching for someone who had heard of him. Levine says the ads will take a light approach to pointing out the differences between Gibson and his more experienced rivals.
And we just keep coming out and just keep having innovative, funny, offbeat kind of ads. Especially, we expect Dayton and Grams to get pretty negative. They already have. So I would expect that we would be the clean choice option. You know?
Gibson says his opponents in the Independence Party ran good races, and he hopes to bring former party official Buford Johnson on board his campaign, something Johnson says he'd support. Leslie Davis, a party newcomer who declared his candidacy in June, came in second behind Gibson and says his votes came from people who know of his work as an environmental activist. He says his biggest disappointment is the low number of people voting in the party primary.
Well, my first reaction is that only 5,000 people voted in the Independence Party, which is an indication to me that the leadership did a lousy job in getting the word out and mobilizing their party itself.
The approximately 5,500 votes cast in the primary came in far below party officials' estimates of 10 to 15,000. Gibson says his task will be to raise the party's profile as well as to promote his candidacy. He must receive at least 5% of the statewide vote in November in order for the Independence Party to retain its major party status, a task Gibson says he's confident he can accomplish. I'm Amy Radel, Minnesota Public Radio.